Well, Steve and Lisa McBride are homestead farmers. They're based in Mobile, and they are still reeling, to be honest, about how they were unable to secure vet care for their seven-month-old goat in a timely fashion. Steve McBride says the animal's condition was very serious, but the medication that could have saved young Blanche was fairly routine, actually. McBride has written a letter to the minister responsible, Elvis Lovelace, and he hopes his concerns don't fall on deaf ears. I reached McBride by phone to talk about what happened.
Well, our situation last week was that our seven-month-old goat, Blanche, basically started to develop medical problems that we now know were goat polio, polio encephalomalacia. And goat polio isn't a contagious disease, but it's a progressive disease. And it can be stopped, basically, and reversed with proper veterinary treatment, which basically includes, you know, injecting the goat with thiamine, getting corticosteroids into her if she's in rough shape, et cetera, et cetera. So we were pretty sure that's what we were dealing with, and we attempted to get veterinary care for Blanche the minute we realized, you know, that it was a serious issue and not just an upset stomach. And unfortunately, we don't exactly know the ins and outs of what happened, but it took us 21 hours from the time that we first called the vet's office until we could get any vet care for her. And unfortunately, by the time the vet arrived, Blanche had progressive paralysis, so she continued to deteriorate, and we were continuing to notify the veterinary's office of this, and by the time the vet arrived, it was too late. Blanche had basically just died, and I guess what we're just looking for is reassurance from the minister's office. I mean, I do understand how hard our large animal vets work, and I do understand how high the demand is for care. So I absolutely don't think I wasn't at all disappointed about the care we got from the vet. The vet is wonderful and caring and empathetic, and they really know their stuff. But I think the issue is just one of the availability of care. The idea that there were several other emergencies ongoing that the vet had to deal with, and thus we were left hanging, left waiting. And I think the one thing I'd like to hear from the minister is just that our animals are not second rate as small farmers, as homesteaders.
What exactly are you asking for from the minister? What needs to change, you know, in writing, in policy, for this to not happen again?
Well, the great thing about the Way Forward, the Liberal policy platform, is it includes a lot of the language that really sort of backs up what we're asking for already. When I read through the Way Forward, and it's a document I refer to reasonably often, because of the focus on food self-sufficiency, because of the focus on growing food here in the province, the Liberal government has stated they want to double food production here in Newfoundland. And I think that's a great goal, and I think that's a goal that I, for one, was glad to hear was part of the platform, and it's something that we're diligently working towards. We're increasing our food production every year, and here's the thing, so is everybody else. So what I'd really like to hear from the ministry is, okay, we've put forth this platform, we've put forth this policy document that says we're going to double food production. What I'd like to hear, and I'm sure many of us would like to hear, is, well, what sorts, behind the scenes, what sorts of expansions have been done to the availability of veterinary care? Because if we're expanding food production, that's going to expand the number of food animals in this province, and we've seen many instances over the past year or two where we are gaining new entrants into food producing here in the province. And I suppose what I'd like to know is, have veterinary care quantities, like have we put more vets into the system? Have we increased accessibility in the system at all to reflect doubling our food production? Because if we're saying we're doubling our food production, we're doubling the amount of animals, you know, that's going to put a big strain on the system. And, you know, I suppose what smallholders like us, you know, who might not be getting the same access to care as others, want to know is, to what extent is the program being expanded, and can I safely expand my farm without worrying about accessibility to things like health care or veterinary prescriptions? We were up the entire time. Lisa and I slept in shifts. We got up and checked on the goat regularly throughout the night, and just watching her slowly suffocate on her own fluids and feeling like we were unable to do anything because we made all the right phone calls. We diagnosed the issue, you know, in advance to know exactly what we needed, and it just wasn't available. We weren't able to get the vet out due to other conflicting issues, and we weren't able to get a prescription dispensed either. So, and this is the thing, I suppose, that really sort of hurts the heart. What Blanche died from was goat polio, and the treatment for that, the primary treatment for that is thiamine, which is just vitamin B1. It's just an injectable vitamin. So that's something that if we were able to purchase, we could have bought that ourselves and treated the goat ourselves and not even put that strain on the system in the first place. So another concern, I suppose, I'd like to raise with the minister directly is, what sort of opportunities do we have to make simple, easy vitamin dispensation things so that they're not gatekept behind a vet who might not even be available in the moment when the treatment needs to be administered?
And that is Steve McBride. He and his partner Lisa are homestead farmers based in Mobile. And of course, you can hear it in his voice. They're still pretty upset that they lost one of their goats, Blanche, over last week due to the fact that they were unable to get timely vet care. He's written a letter to Minister Elvis Lovelace outlining his concerns. And I thank Steve McBride for speaking with me about this. It's pretty raw, you know. In speaking with his wife, she became emotional about the loss of their goat.